Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
There literally is so much going on in the news cycle, it's hard to catch up. We're going to do a lot of that, though, with Sean Spicer at the bottom of the hour. I have an audio cut of the day as well. Now, my next guest really doesn't need any introduction. He really doesn't, but we're going to give him one anyway here this afternoon.
From his humble beginnings as the official state senator of the Mark Reardon Show, he was elected as the 46th Missouri State Treasurer and then named the 43rd Attorney General of Missouri before becoming a United States Senator. And now, as the most valuable player in the annual congressional baseball game, it's Eric Schmidt on the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1. FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, my God.
I got the natural listen to that. Robert Redford just cracked that home run. If you better not suck on Wednesday night. I'm telling you, with that buildup. How are you, Senator?
That's a lot of hype. I love it. I mean, oh, my God. I'll tell you what, it gives me goosebumps. I grew up, the funny story, Mark, I grew up wearing number 9 because I was obsessed with the natural. And then, as you know, I'm 6'6". My number became 18 because back then, these single-digit numbers were like smalls and mediums, and I outgrew it. So I doubled it up, and that's how
I had
number 18.
I did not know that, but I had to create something special there for
you. That's awesome. I
heard from someone who was on the plane with you, no names mentioned, Gene Evans, said that you're in tremendous game shape for this thing. So before we get to serious topics, and there are serious topics, the Congressional Baseball Game is a lot of fun. It's at Nats Park. I've been to one of these in person. It's the Republicans against the Democrats. Some people think it's softball, but no. This is real baseball.
It's a baseball game. Yeah, we raise over $2.5 million for charity. It's a great time. There's 30,000 people here. I think there were 29,000 last year. It's a great night. It's a great cause, and it's a lot of fun. I joked last year when I was in the outfield with one of the other outfielders. I was like, you know, being in a major league outfield, this is what I really wanted to do with my life. But I ended up in the Senate, but I get to do it. I get to do it once a year. We've got a lot of practices leading up to it. It's a lot of fun. So.
Now, the Republicans are on a little bit of a roll here, right? Because the Democrats, there was a guy, I think his name was Cedric Richmond, who had played collegiate baseball, and he pitched for the Democrats and used to kind of own the R's. But that's flipped. The script has been flipped, hasn't it?
Yeah, so there's a couple of House members that were elected 4 years ago. My first game was 2 years ago. We have a pretty solid lineup. I mean, to put up 31 runs, even in like in a congress, I think that's the most runs that have been scored since like the 1920s or something. So we've got a pretty deep lineup, some pretty decent pitching. I would expect us to win again, but that's why you play the games. So,
do you know where you're batting in the order? Has that been decided?
So my first year I batted cleanup, and then the manager, Roger Williams, who actually played Major League Baseball, he's a congressman down in Texas. Moved me into the two hole a la Larry Walker style so I could get more at bats. So
nice.
I think I'm batting second and playing left field.
And where do they put this on? Is it on C-SPAN or do they have it on ESPN2 these days?
Yeah, Fox Sports 1 has broadcast it before, and then it's also on C-SPAN. But what's cool about it being on Fox Sports is they actually have real announcers. And Chad Pergram, who does stuff on Fox News, he does the color commentating. But they have – so it's kind of fun afterwards when you can sort of watch the highlights. It's, you know, there's like a real announcer – announcing the game. And so when you get a big hit or something, it sounds like, it's a real game.
Yeah. No, look,
so it's kind of fun.
It is a ton of fun. I want you to have fun and good luck. I hope the R's win. But let's talk about some serious stuff. Here's President Trump earlier today on Gavin Newsom and the craziness in California.
What do you make of the fact that he says you want a civil war on the streets of America?
No, it's just the opposite. I don't want a civil war. A civil war would happen if you left it. If you left it to people like him, and I liked him, I always got along with him. Never had a problem with him, but he's grossly incompetent.
So, Senator, over the weekend, the president of Mexico, I guess it's the president-elect, said, if necessary, we'll mobilize. We don't want taxes on remittances from our fellow countrymen from the U.S. to Mexico. So you had a particular response to that, didn't you? Explain what that means.
Yeah, so right now, we actually don't charge a tax on dollars that are sent out of the United States from illegal immigrants to places like Mexico. And so the House had a pretty modest proposal of doing a 3.5% tax on the money that flows out, what's called a remittance tax. And we were actually working behind the scenes anyway to handle that on the Senate side as the big, beautiful bill makes its way over here. So I announced, we're going to quadruple that. So thanks for playing. We don't play kindly to threats. We're going to quadruple that. We're going to have a 15% tax on all remittance out. There's two reasons why you do it. One is a lot of times these illegal immigrants aren't paying any tax at all, right? So it's unfair to the hardworking people of this country. The second thing is it's meant to be a deterrent for illegal immigration, right? If you think you can come here illegally, not actually be deported for some particular reason, and you're just sending money back without it ever being taxed, that's ridiculous. So I think we're going to get something like that done. And if the president-elect of Mexico wants to keep popping off, we'll just keep raising the number.
So your colleagues keep also defending criminals who are being, swept up by ICE. And obviously, you know what's happened over the weekend. That's why the president was talking about Gavin Newsom. Pam Bondi decides to bring Abrego Garcia back to this country. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, this guy's going to get convicted of even more serious crimes. He was running human beings in a human trafficking operation by the dozens, if not the hundreds. So I just think, Mark, it's fascinating. You and I have been talking politics for 15 years. And since my humble beginnings as the official state senator of the Mark Reardon Show.
Right, there you go.
And I can't actually believe, I really can't. I'm not just trying to, get, some effect here. I can't actually believe that this is where the Democrat Party is now, that their signature issue, what they get most riled up about, is defending illegal immigration and some of the worst people who are here. This is about a globalist effort funded by NGOs from the left from a mass migration to get him here. They can't believe President Trump won. He ran on mass deportations, and they can't believe he's actually doing it. So this is a big temper tantrum. But the problem is when you're going after ICE agents or you're going after law enforcement, you've got a problem. And so President Trump's right to do this, and these deportations are going to continue. This isn't 2020 anymore. Right? We've seen this play. It's all BS. These are professional folks. Bricks are being dropped off just like they were 5 years ago. Everybody's seen this movie before. President Trump's going to get his way here because he ran on it. And these people are here illegally. They're criminals. So anyway, I just find it fascinating that this is kind of their hill to die on. It's amazing.
And letting boys play against girls in sports, too. That's another
hill. That too. Right, okay. Sure.
Well, walk us through the process at first here and then your thoughts on the big, beautiful bill. What I said last week, I don't have to drag you into the divorce with Elon and Trump, but what people said and I said last week, because I understand, what you're trying to achieve here. I also understand this is a $4.5 trillion tax increase if you guys don't do something. So Elon certainly has his heart in the right place, but the practicality of this is something needs to be passed.
Yes, we can't have a $4+ trillion tax increase. There's a lot of great things in here, by the way, expanding deportation efforts. The only real new money that's being appropriated here are, for the deportations, really. There's and defense for the Golden Dome and, by the way, money for next generation air deterrence and things like that. So other than that, it's about trying to save money. So I think what you're going to see, Mark, is coming over here into the Senate now, our conference is probably more aligned on the conservative side to find more spending reforms, to find more of spending reductions. And that's what we're doing right now in the Senate. You'll probably see some of those kind of come out this week and then into next week. And that last week in June, we'll start voting. And it's called a Votorama. The Democrats can offer any kind of amendment. We can offer amendments. And it'll be a long week in order to meet that self-imposed July 4th deadline to do this. But, you know, there's other things on the table. This SALT stuff, I mean, you talk about what's happening. Why are we subsidizing to the degree that they have people have articulated for terrible blue state policies like Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker? For the audience, that's the state and local tax deduction. So effectively, if you're in a blue state with high taxes, you can deduct those state and local taxes from your federal income tax, which is effectively a subsidy for bad policies. So the House, in order to get some votes, and I understand why they did it, yeah, on some of the New York delegation, the Senate doesn't have any appetite for that. So I think you're going to see you're not going to have the House bill just sort of rubber stamped over in the Senate. You're going to see a bicameral process. We're working closely with the president and House colleagues to have something that we send to the House, and they take it up and pass it. I'm confident we're going to get there, but there's still some work to do over here in the Senate.
So I'm never good at math. That's why I'm on the radio. But help me with the math a little bit. Like, if you don't have Ron Johnson and Rand Paul, who seemingly aren't going to be on board, how does the math work?
Well, you're not going to get any Democrats, right? So you
right.
got 53. You got 53 Republicans, and that means everybody's got kind of a lot of leverage for things that are important to them. School choice is important to me. I actually think strengthening the system for individuals with disabilities are some things I'm fighting for there. So there, all of us have kind of things because all of us are going to matter. But if you've got, you know, Rand Paul out, and I don't know where Ron John will end up being, but you got Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, and who knows where they go, right? So we don't have a lot of votes to lose. But I'll say this, we've been meeting a lot, not just in committees, but we had a full Republican conference, you know, couple hour meeting last week. We're doing that again this Wednesday to try to hash these things out to make sure that we have the votes to move forward, to sort of maximize the savings and also make sure we're delivering on the promises that President Trump made that are important, like no tax on tips and a lot of those, you know, the border security measures. So it's, you know, it's in that process right now where, like, it's in a, you know, it's this sausage making that is not always pretty, and sometimes tempers can flare,
sure,
and people care about different things. But that's kind of where we're at. And then I would look for hopefully voting on this out of the Senate in the last week of June before the 4th of July. Then anything else kind of gets ironed out between then and the August recess, because the debt ceiling thing happens sometimes late August, early September.
So there's people who saw what Elon tweeted, and there's people in the audience right now saying, look, you guys are always talking about spending cuts. You're not doing what we expected. You're not going to get there. What would you say to them? Because part of this is kind of locked in by the process here. But I guess the question would then become, if this gets to the president's desk, he signs the big, beautiful bill, we make sure the tax cuts are in order, what's the next step after that to make sure we get some fiscal sanity beyond that?
It's a great question. And so I guess here's what I would say. You put me in the category that wants to maximize the savings in this process. This bill, through the reconciliation process that only requires 51 votes, not 60 votes in the Senate, is related exclusively to mandatory spending,
right,
not discretionary spending. Our appropriations process or continuing resolution that will come a little bit later in the year, that'll be for discretionary spending. So hopefully we can find some more savings there. We will also have what are called rescissions packages. So the White House just last week sent rescissions packages that kind of codify the DOGE reforms. So the first measure of that will be coming, and we'll probably handle that in July. So there's and by the way, we also can do two more rescission bills if we can or want to, that only require 51 votes. But I think you've got the maximum leverage right now with the tax cuts expiring to do the most, right, with this one. So basically think of it as you've got a few different buckets to find savings. This is one of them, and it's a big one, but you also have the regular appropriations process, and you also have rescissions. And so there's a lot of moving parts here, but this is just exclusively related to mandatory spending, which is why it's gotten a lot of attention.
Well, and it's also why people are confused, right? Because even I would even say Elon goes in with his heart in the right place. You know, you go after some programs that are kind of obvious, and we all say, why we're even spending any money, you know, on taxpayer money on these things. But the process.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is also very important. That's where it gets tricky for people, I think.
Yeah, and look, I'm someone who, you know, this is my third session. There's a lot that you want to do that I want to do that relates to, you know, kind of shrinking the size and scope of government. And you got to have the votes to get there. And so the fact that we've got a House majority, albeit slim one, we have a Senate majority, albeit a slim one, but not as slim as the House. And we only need 51 votes. I think everybody appreciates what a unique opportunity is. And I think I've told you this before. I don't know how long I'll be in the Senate, but it could be that these 2 years, especially right now, is the most opportunity you're going to have for whatever that tenure looks like. So it's not lost on me, and I think there's a real sense of urgency.
Senator Eric Schmidt, thank you so much for squeezing me in this afternoon. Have fun on Wednesday night. I can't wait to see the game. And how about the Cardinals, man? They're exceeding expectations, right?
They look good. I think they're overperforming what everybody thought, which is a lot of fun. They're a fun team. So tune in, everybody. Tune in to C-SPAN or Fox Sports. I'll try to represent the great state of Missouri in that game on Wednesday night.
All right, have fun. We'll talk to you.
All right, see you.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is, like, to his point, because I've watched the game over the years because I've had interest, and I went to a game about 7 or 8 years ago. But when it's on the Fox network, they call it like a real game, and it is a blast. And the Republicans should be favored here. We'll see what happens. You got to play the game, right?
Get more at 971talk.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.